Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello! It's another beautiful Monday, and we are excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2025. This is Miss Danica.
And this is Mr. Johnny.
We are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. We will cover 26 biblical virtues this year to learn more about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to explore the topic of hope. Virtue J says, we joyfully radiate hope because we've experienced God's grace.
Have you ever had a really bad day? Maybe you woke up grumpy. Thankfully, Miss Danica never wakes up grumpy.
Never.
Okay.
Maybe you spilled your breakfast or lost your favorite toy. Maybe you got in trouble for something you didn't even mean to do, or maybe worst of all, you felt left out, alone, or like nothing was going right.
In moments like that, it can feel like the sadness will last forever, like a rainy day that just won't end. But then, something happens. A hug from your mom or dad, a friend who makes you laugh, or even just the sun peeking through the clouds. Suddenly, things don't seem so dark anymore. That little feeling inside that tells you things will get better, that's hope.
And hope isn't just wishing things will turn out okay, like hoping for extra dessert or maybe at Christmas your mom and dad are going to get you a new puppy. Hope is trusting that no matter what, God is still in control and He has a good plan for us. It's knowing that even when life feels tough, God's love is bigger than our struggles. Hope is like a flashlight in a dark room. It helps us see that we're not alone and that there's a way forward.
But where does real hope come from? It comes from Jesus. Of course. When Jesus came to earth, He showed us what God's love and grace look like. Because of what Jesus did, dying for our sins and rising again, we can have hope that never runs out. Even when we make mistakes or sin, even when we feel lost, even when things seem really unfair, God is still working for our good. His grace gives us a fresh start every single day.
Think about it like this. Imagine you have a toy you really love and it breaks. At first, you're probably going to feel sad, thinking that it's ruined forever. But then, someone who loves you, maybe like a parent or a friend, actually helps you fix it. And maybe they even make it better than before. That's what God does with our lives. Even when things feel broken, He is always working to make things new. That's hope.
This week, we're going to learn about hope and how it changes everything. We'll talk about what it means to trust God, even when things seem hard, and how Jesus gives us a reason to keep going, even when we feel discouraged.
But hope isn't just something we keep to ourselves. God wants us to share hope with others. If a friend is sad, how can you remind them that God loves them? If someone feels left out, how can you bring them hope and kindness? When we shine the light of hope, we help others see how amazing Jesus is. Let's pray. God, you give us hope that never runs out. Because of you, we know that even when things seem broken, you can make them new. Help us to trust you and to share hope with others by being kind, loving, and full of joy. Thank you for your grace, your love, and the bright hope you give us every day. In Jesus' name, amen. This week is all about discovering the power of hope. Hope that never gives up, never runs out, and always shines bright. And remember, let your parents know they can download some fun resources specifically on this virtue at biblicallycentered.com. And we will see you right here. Until next time.